PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Today, we actually have a bit of a treat for you, and it's part of a live concert that was performed here in Taipei last weekend. And it's not the first time that this group actually has performed in Taiwan, and this one was rather special. But we'll talk about that a little later on in the show. First, let's begin with the incredible Matt Munro and Walk Away.
Walk away, please go before you throw your life away, a life that I could share for just a day. We should have met some years ago. For your sake I say, walk away, just go. Walk away and live a life that's full with no regret. Don't look back at me, just try to forget. Why build a dream that cannot come true? So be strong, reach the stars now. Walk away, walk on. If I heard your voice, I'd beg you to stay. Just run, run away. Goodbye, my love. My tears will fall now that you're gone. I can't help but cry, but I must go on. I'm sad that I, after searching so long, knew I love you, but told you, walk away, walk on.
Walk Away, Matt Munro, beginning today's edition of Happy Station. Some of you may also know that song under a different title. The composer was Austrian composer Udo Jürgens when he had a big hit with it called Warum nur Warum. Both versions, if you ask me to choose which is my favorite one, it's very difficult to do because I do enjoy both immensely. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's very nice to have you with us today. A bit of an unusual week. This week, actually had a little bit of damage at home on Monday night. after we had a couple of earthquakes, and we had two more earthquakes on Wednesday in the morning. Rather strong. But if you look at the figure on the Richter scale, which is what they use to measure earthquakes, it actually wasn't. The first one was a 5.9, the second was a 5.7. The only reason why they felt stronger than the actual numbers because of the kind of earthquake that it was. It happened in Yilan, which is only maybe 30, 40 kilometers from Taipei, but the depth was not very low. Now, if it was an earthquake that was, say, below 30 kilometers below the surface, it wouldn't have felt the same way. This one was about 17, so very close to the surface, relatively speaking. And it wasn't a sideways earthquake. It was an up-and-down kind of motion. So the first one happened around 11:31 in the morning. We had two little aftershocks of about a 4.4. And then we had another one not long after, the 5.7 or 5.8. And a couple of things on shelves at home started ricocheting about and falling down. And it was actually the first time that I saw this new system actually that's been in place now, in action. Now, as I mentioned before, we do get a lot of earthquakes in Taipei. It's almost a monthly occurrence, even weekly occurrence sometimes, but most of them you don't feel because they're relatively small. But we have this earthquake warning system that's been in place for a while, and it's the first time since they introduced it that I've actually seen the system in working action. And basically how it works is when there is an earthquake that is above a certain magnitude, your phone will automatically get an emergency message. And you don't have to download any app. It's just an automatic message that's sent out to all mobile subscribers. Now, I've been in Japan before where there have been earthquakes and you get a similar type of message. But that melody is actually, I have to say, a lot nicer. The one here in Taipei, it sounds like something if there was like a nuclear disaster or something. A little bit over the top, I have to say. But at least they're doing it, you know. At least they're doing it. It doesn't happen too long after the earthquake. Depending on how sensitive the sensors are, sometimes it can actually set off the alarm about 10 seconds before a quake. So the first one happened just before the quake, just 5 seconds before, and the second one actually happened after, about a minute or so after. Again, that one wasn't so strong. So, yeah, at least the system is working. Now, you may think 5 seconds doesn't sound like much, but sometimes it's actually just enough to prepare yourself. And I was doing some stuff at home, and it actually caught me off guard because usually when I go to sleep, I turn my ringer off, so I didn't even hear the alarm. But anyway, c'est la vie, as they say. Time now for more music, and then we get back. When we come back, the special concert, well, not the full concert, because it was actually 2 hours, but one particular part of it we will bring to you here on the program today. But first, Jimmy Cliff, You Can Get It If You Really Want.
Succeed at last. Yeah. Persecution, you must fear. We don't lose the battle, get to sheep. You've got your mind set on a dream. Succeed at last. Don't you know me? Listen, Rome was not built in a day. Opposition will come your way, but the hotter the battle you see, is the at last. Yeah, you can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try.
Jimmy Cliff, you can get it if you really want. Now time for a bit of a special here on the program. Last weekend was another visit to Taipei, Taiwan by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Sir Simon Rattle. Now, Sir Simon Rattle have, like I said, they've been here before, but this was his last performance in Taipei of the Berlin Philharmonic. He's on a tour of Asia right now because he is stepping down as the conductor of the orchestra to take over the London Symphony. And the first time I went to see them, which was a couple of few years ago, basically the Berlin Philharmonic got a rock star treatment here in Taipei. The audience was, well, anything from like 12 years old all the way up to 40. They got a very warm welcome here in Taipei, and it was an amazing audience. In fact, they enjoyed playing Taiwan so much that because of their schedule, they couldn't go to a number of cities. So what they did in the past was perform at the National Concert Hall in Taipei and then send via satellite to other concert halls in Taipei and around Taiwan their performance for people that either couldn't get tickets or weren't able to make it to Taipei. This year was pretty much the same. I did try getting tickets to the performance at the National Concert Hall, but I kind of left it at the last moment and there weren't any more, so I had to enjoy the free outdoor concert that was held just outside the National Concert Hall, where they had an amazing sound system set up, including a number of very large TV screens, and had approximately an audience of around, as they said, around 15,000 people showed up. And everybody can go sit everywhere you want. It's like a, you know, park kind of atmosphere, you know. And this concert was also digitally broadcast through the website of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, they do have something which is a digital concert system or service. And all their concerts you can actually watch live as they happen where they are in the world. So it is kind of an amazing thing. Now, the last time they came here, the program was a mixture of Schubert, Franz, Brahms, that is, and Haydn, and a little bit of Beethoven. But for this concert tour that he's doing of Asia Pacific, now the Berlin Philharmonic, going back to the days of Herbert von Karajan and before, were especially known for the recordings they made of Beethoven. And this concert, if you can actually put it this way, was kind of the greatest hits of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. It was really phenomenal. So we're now going to take a listen to Symphony No. 5 in C minor, Opus 67. The Berlin Philharmonic, recorded live at the National Concert Hall, here in Taipei, Taiwan. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Berlin Philharmonic, under the direction of Sir Simon Rattle, recorded at the National Concert Hall here in Taipei, Taiwan, last Saturday evening, playing Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 in C minor, Opus 67. And that was just actually one excerpt of the concert. It was 2 hours long, and we will, in a future program, bring you more from it. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed that today. A little bit of different than what we normally have here on the program. Now, actually, that brought us to nearly the closing, because as you are aware, each show is 55 minutes or so. So we do have to leave you. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Let us know how you heard the program, on what frequency, if it was AM, FM, or shortwave, or even satellite. And if you have any ideas or suggestions, do send them along as well. We're going to leave you with a singer who was a guest on the show a couple of years ago. Actually, no, more than a couple of years ago. I think it was about 6 years ago, 7 years ago. It's the British singer Helen Shapiro. And we're going to end with one of her hits that she had on the British pop charts many, many years ago. I mean, she did a lot of songs, including songs made popular by other artists like Connie Francis, even some old standards like the St. Louis Blues and Basin Street Blues. But the one we're going to end with today is a song that, well, it was really her big hit. Now, she's no longer touring pop venues anymore or singing her old hits because she's now part of a gospel movement. But there is one song that she sings continuously, and it's the song Walkin' Back to Happiness. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Funny, but it's true, what loneliness can do. Since I've been away, I have loved you more each day, walking back to happiness. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. Said goodbye to loneliness. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. I never knew I'd miss you. Now I know what I must do. Walking back to happiness I shared with you. I'm making up for things I said. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. And mistakes to which they led. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. I shouldn't have gone away. So I'm coming back today. Walking back to happiness I threw away. Happiness with you. Said farewell to loneliness I knew. I laid aside foolish pride. Learned the truth from tears I cried. Spread the news, I'm on my way. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. All my blues have blown away. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. I'm bringing you love so true. Cause that's what I owe to you. Walking back to happiness I shared with you. Walking back to happiness with you. Said farewell to loneliness I knew. Laid aside foolish pride. Learned the truth from tears I cried. Spread the news, I'm on my way. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. All my blues have blown away. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. I'm bringing you love so true. Cause that's what I owe to you. Walking back to happiness I shared with you.